Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Great and grave day in the greatest nation on God's green earth. We remain the greatest nation on God's green earth. President Biden is late getting up to the podium, as is his custom. I don't understand that. You're president of the United States. You control your own schedule. And actually, among modern presidents, we've had this problem of showing up late for appointments with people by the president, including press appointments. That's been the case for President Biden, certainly, for President Trump, for President Obama. Not President Bush. President Bush was always right on target. And we will, without question, this hour, at least at that point, be hearing the president's presentation, his reaction to the devastating suicide bombings today that have killed at least 60 Afghan civilians, 12 U.S. servicemen, and 20 U.S. personnel seriously wounded. There are reports, as yet unconfirmed, about a third blast somewhere in Kabul, but not apparently in the vicinity of the airport. We do have, while we're waiting for the president, a tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet of the day, and this is not a silly tweet to make fun of. It's actually, I think, a substantive and accurate and perceptive tweet. It's by Senator Lindsey Graham. He says, this despicable terrorist attack against innocent civilians at the Kabul airport, which injured American Marines, is a reminder of the depravity the world faces from Afghanistan. I have advocated for days that the Bagram Air Base should be reopened, as the Kabul airport is very difficult to defend and has been the only evacuation outlet. He continues in a subsequent tweet, follow-up tweet, we have the capability to reestablish our presence at Bagram to continue to evacuate American citizens and our Afghan allies. The biggest mistake in this debacle is abandoning Bagram. I urge the Biden administration to reestablish our presence in Bagram as an alternative to the Kabul airport so that we do not leave our fellow citizens and thousands of Afghan allies behind. It is not a capability problem, but a problem of will. I think that's accurate. And I would hope that there will be some assertion of the will to, at the very least, complete this evacuation of American citizens and people aligned with the United States of America, to complete that operation with security and safety. Another tweet from today that puts things in some perspective from David French. David tweeted, to put today's terrible toll in perspective, this is, so far, pending final confirmations, the deadliest day for American troops in Afghanistan since a suicide bomber killed six Americans in 2015, almost six full years ago. And the fact that that is happening at a time when America has announced that 5 days from now, we're gone, we're out of there, we are withdrawing all of our resources and all of our personnel, and they're all going to be home, and the war will be really, really over. Oh, yeah? Well, yes, that's the plan. So what's so bizarre to me is that on occasion, and ever since September 11th, I've had these conversations, sometimes on air, sometimes in correspondence, And sometimes even with people I know who say, well, of course, you're going to have to expect terrorism when you're occupying somebody else's country or when people are oppressed or they feel oppressed by you. Of course they respond with terrorist violence because they have no other weapons left to them. Okay, what's the oppression now, right? We've already agreed to leave. All we want to do is leave safely. At least that's the policy of the Biden administration. So let us understand that appeasement does not work as a political or military strategy. It never has, never will. And the idea that somehow, okay, well, now we should have no more risks of terrorism because basically we've given the Taliban terrorists everything they want. Everything. And including release of 5,000 prisoners who have hit the battlefield to strike back at American forces and our allies. I mean, this is madness. And when you think about someone you know, and think someone you know is thinking, I am going to blow myself up with no plan for what that is supposed to achieve, simply to punish Americans for being infidels. I mean, this is madness. And it's just beyond description evil. And no, it's not evil to have arguments in the United States about how much we're going to go into debt when we raise the debt ceiling. Neither side is evil, and neither side is very much in focus on that one either. And when people are arguing about masks, or they're arguing about vaccine mandates, neither side is evil. I think there's one side on that one that's deeply misguided, but not evil. On this one, the opposition is profoundly evil. The idea that you can advance a religious cause or affirm your concept of the deity by blowing up babies, it's extraordinary. Now, this is an eyewitness report by Charlie Dagata of CBS about the explosion in Kabul. This is clip number one.
Well, I mean, for ISIS-K, and let's assume ISIS-K is responsible for this, it's a win-win-win. First of all, you've got U.S. and British forces and foreign forces around that airport. You've got civilians, which they have shown in the past. I mean, I've seen them. They've killed hundreds of civilians in car bombs, usually attacks on the Hazara community, but these are religiously driven attacks. In this case, you've got the presence of foreign forces. You've got an opportunity to expose the Taliban, an enemy of ISIS, clearly now a clear enemy of ISIS. And now, taking out civilians and taking out the airport. So it makes the Taliban look bad. It makes the United States and coalition forces look bad. And tragically, I mean, think of the consequences. The people that were outside that airport were so desperate. They were leaving every single thing that they had behind. They knew the risks. It was getting out in the crowds that there was going to be a suicide bomber that was going to attack. Yet they remained. That's how desperate they were. And to meet this sort of fateful end is just, it's tragic beyond measure. They're the most desperate people, and now there are casualties among them.
It is horrific. And let me mention something else that we will get to because there'll be more information on it tomorrow. But I just want to register a reaction immediately while we're waiting for President Biden. There's a headline in the Seattle Times this morning based on a piece in Washington Post. And the headline was the first thing I saw this morning. And I found out about this before I found out about the bombing. The headline says, Sirhan seeks parole in RFK assassination. Prosecutors won't fight it. He's been turned down for parole 16 times. He's an evil terrorist murderer. And now the prosecutor in L.A., because he opposes long sentences, won't fight letting go the assassin who killed Robert Kennedy in 1968. This is unbelievable. It could decide the California governorship, by the way. We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, while we're waiting for President Biden, any minute now, we're promised. I really dislike it when people show the lack of consideration and are late, needlessly. In any event, there is a word from our new sponsor, and from me, our new sponsor, Balance 7. It's a dietary supplement and an alkalizer that gives you 7 benefits. That's why Balance 7. Use Balance 7 pH to these 7 benefits for more energy, mental clarity, optimized pH balance, help with weight loss if you're working on it, while detoxing your body. It relieves heartburn and aids digestion. And it does all of that with 3 little sips a day. That's it. 1 ounce, they give you a little cup, ounce cup, you pour it in. You can have it 3 times a day, and the stuff really does make you feel better. And right now, they are offering a special deal on Balance 7. And I have to be clear about this because I actually got a response to somebody who was confused. Balance 7 is a dietary supplement. Actually has a nice kind of refreshing, cleaning aftertaste. But it's something you sip. There's another product, not the same stuff, different stuff, that is for smooth skin. And it is called My Smooth Skin. That product retails at $13.99 just by itself, but it's free with your new Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to balance7.com, read all about this product, and use the code MichaelMedved at checkout to get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of Balance 7 pH Concentrate. Balance7.com, that's balance7.com. Okay, I was talking about the Sirhan Sirhan release, and the word from the New York Times, and of course, Sirhan Sirhan has been in custody and not been out and about at any time since his arrest on June 5th of 1968 when he shot Robert Kennedy. Kennedy died 26 hours after Sirhan pulled the trigger, shot 8 times, 5 bullets hit people. There were actually 5 other people, aside from Senator Kennedy, who were struck. None of them perished. But he was targeting Kennedy. He had left diaries, and they are new journals that have come out fairly recently that he did months in advance of grabbing the opportunity of killing Kennedy at the victory celebration at the Ambassador Hotel. And yes, as people who know my show and know me and my work, I was there. It was a life-changing experience for no one who has ever been near an assassination or a killing. And I was, I don't know, within about 50 feet, maybe a little bit further than that, but close enough to hear the shots and the screams, and the horror, though not to actually see it. Sirhan Sirhan, convicted of the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, will face a California parole board for the 16th time tomorrow in a prison outside San Diego. But unlike the first 15 times, no prosecutor will stand to oppose the release of Sirhan, who is 77. Coming 2 months after the killing of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the 2 assassinations created a turning point in U.S. history with the sudden elimination of the charismatic leaders of the American Civil Rights Movement and the Democratic Party. When California eliminated the death penalty, Sirhan's sentence to death was reduced to life with the possibility of parole. Sirhan, incarcerated for 53 years, may benefit from a new push among progressive prosecutors, a plague on all of them, by the way, to seek the release or not oppose the release of convicts who have served decades behind bars, no longer pose a threat to society, and will be costly to treat medically in their later years. Okay, President Biden is speaking now. Let's go directly to it.
Attacked that we've been talking about, worried about, that the intelligence community has assessed, has undertaken an attack by a group known as ISIS-K. took the lives of American service members standing guard at the airport, wounded several others seriously. He had also wounded a number of civilians, and civilians were killed as well. I've been engaged all day in constant contact with the military commanders here in Washington, the Pentagon, as well as in Afghanistan and Doha. And my commanders here in Washington in the field have been on this with great detail, and you've had a chance to speak to some so far. The situation on the ground is still evolving, and I'm constantly being updated. These American service members who gave their lives, it's an overused word, but it's totally appropriate here, were heroes. Heroes who've been engaged in a dangerous, selfless mission to save the lives of others. They're a part of an airlift, an evacuation effort unlike any seen in history, with more than 100,000 American citizens, American partners, Afghans who helped us, and others taken to safety in the last 11 days. Just in the last 12 hours or so, another 7,000 have gotten out. They were part of the bravest, most capable, the most selfless military on the face of the earth. And they're part of simply what I call the backbone of America. They're the spine of America, the best the country has to offer. Jill and I, our hearts ache, like I'm sure all of you do as well, for all those Afghan families who lost loved ones, including small children, or been wounded in this vicious attack. And we're outraged as well as heartbroken. Being the father of an Army major who served for a year in Iraq and before that was in Kosovo as a U.S. attorney for the better part of 6 months in the middle of a war. When he came home after a year in Iraq, he was diagnosed, like many, many coming home, with an aggressive and lethal cancer of the brain, who we lost.
We will continue with the president speaking now about his late son, Beau Biden, the president of the United States, addressing the terrorist bombings today. We will be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 U.S. service members were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. One of the explosions was outside the airport, and another was at or near a hotel near the facility. The hotel is reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. California Democratic Congressman John Garamendi telling MSNBC this is a tragedy.
Tragic, heartbreaking, not unexpected. This is an extremely dangerous operation from the very moment it began.
Following the multiple explosions, the State Department sent an email to congressional offices stating, please do not direct individuals to the airport in Kabul at this time due to the situation on the ground. President Biden's meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister is being postponed until tomorrow as well. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The President of the United States concluding his remarks after the terrorist bombings. He did include the words, we will not forgive, we will not forget, we will hunt you down. Here's the President.
Each one of these women and men of our armed forces are the heirs of that tradition of sacrifice, of volunteering to go in harm's way, to risk everything, not for glory, not for profit, but to defend what we love and the people we love. And I ask that you join me now in a moment of silence for all those in uniform and out, uniform, military and civilian, who have given the last full measure of devotion. May God bless you all, and may God protect His troops and all those standing watch for America. We have so much to do. It's within our capacity to do it. We just have to remain steadfast. Steadfast. We will complete our mission, and we will continue after our troops have withdrawn, to find means by which we can find any American who wishes to get out of Afghanistan. We will find them, and we will get them out. Ladies and gentlemen, they gave me a list here. The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
You have said leaving Afghanistan is in the national interest of the United States. After today's attack, do you believe you will authorize additional forces to respond to that attack inside Afghanistan? And are you prepared to add additional forces to protect those Americans who remain on the ground carrying out the evacuation operation.
I've instructed the military, whatever they need, if they need additional force, I will grant it. But the military, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the commanders in the field, have all contacted me one way or another, usually by letter, saying they subscribe to the mission as designed, to get as many people out as we can within the time frame that is allotted. That is the best way, they believe, to get as many Americans out as possible and others. And with regard to finding, tracking down the ISIS leaders who ordered this, we have some reason to believe we know who they are, not certain, and we will find ways of our choosing without large military operations to get them, wherever they are. Trevor, Reuters.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's been some criticism, even from people in your party, about the dependence on the Taliban to secure the perimeter of the airport. Do you feel like there was a mistake made in that regard?
No, I don't. Look, I think General McKenzie handled this question very well. The fact is that we're in a situation, we inherited a situation, particularly since, as we all know, that the Afghan military collapsed 11 days before, in 11 days, that it is in the interest of, as McKenzie said, in the interest of the Taliban, that, in fact, ISIS-K does not metastasize beyond what it is, number one. And number two, it's in their interest that we are able to leave on time, on target. And as a consequence of that, the major things we've asked them, moving back the perimeter, giving more space between the wall, stopping vehicles from coming through, etc., searching people coming through. It is not what you'd call a tightly commanded, regimented operation like the U.S. is, military is, but they're acting in their interest. And so, by and large, and I've asked the same question to military on the ground, whether or not it's a useful exercise. No one trusts them. We're just counting on their self-interest to continue to generate their activities. And it's in their self-interest that we leave when we said, and that we get as many people out as we can. Like I said, even in the midst of everything that happened today, over 7,000 people we've gotten out, over 5,000 Americans over. So it's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of mutual self-interest. And but there is no evidence thus far that I've been given as a consequence by any of our commanders in the field that there has been collusion between the Taliban and ISIS in carrying out what happened today, both in front of the hotel and what is expected to continue for beyond today. Amir, Associated Press.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. You have spoken again, powerfully, about your own son and the weight of these decisions. With that in mind, and also what you've said, that the longer we stay, the more likelihood that there would be a major attack,
How do you weigh staying even one more day, considering what's happened?
Because I think what America says matters. What we say we're going to do in the context in which we say we're going to do it, that we do it, unless something exceptional changes. There are additional American citizens. There are additional green card holders. There are additional personnel of our allies. There are additional SIV card holders. There are additional Afghans that have helped us. And there are additional groups of individuals that have been contacted us, from women's groups to NGOs and others, who have expressly indicated they want to get out and have gathered in certain circumstances in groups on buses and other means. That still presents the opportunity for, in the next several days between now and the 31st, to be able to get them out. And our military, and I believe, to the extent that we can do that, knowing the threat, knowing that we may very well have another attack, the military has concluded that's what we should do. I think they're right. Thank you.
The president just cut off, or we do need to go to a break. Ari Fleischer just had a very, very good response to some of this. And we'll share that with you and listen to the rest of the clearly pained president's answers to questions coming up on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And the president is concluding his tentative, and I don't know, it seems to me inadequate attempt to answer some of the key questions from a very respectful press. Here's the president talking about the idea of giving names of people to evacuate to the Taliban to facilitate their evacuation, presumably. Listen.
People, we want you to let that bus or that group through. So, yes, there have been occasions like that. And to the best of my knowledge, in those cases, the bulk of that has occurred. They've been let through. But I can't tell you with any certitude that there's actually been a list of names. I know there may have been, but I know of no circumstance. It doesn't mean it didn't exist. That here's the names of 12 people. They're coming. Let them through. It could very well have happened. I'll take one more question. Wait. Let me take the one question from the most interesting guy that I know in the press. That's you.
Mr. President, there had not been a U.S. service member killed in combat in Afghanistan since February of 2020. You set a deadline, you pulled troops out, you sent troops back in, and now 12 Marines are dead. You said the buck stops with you. Do you bear any responsibility for the way that things have unfolded in the last 2 weeks?
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late. But here's the deal. You know, I wish you'd one day say these things. You know as well as I do that a former president made a deal with the Taliban that he would get all American forces out of Afghanistan by May 1. In return, the commitment was made, and that was a year before. In return, he was given a commitment that the Taliban would continue to attack others but would not attack any American forces. Remember that? I'm being serious. I'm asking you a question. Wait a minute. I'm asking you a question. Is that accurate, the best of you or not? What?
Do you think that people have an issue with pulling out of Afghanistan or just the way that things have happened?
I think they have an issue that people are likely to get hurt, some, as we've seen, have gotten killed, and that it is messy. The reason why, whether my friend will acknowledge it, or has reported it, the reason why there were no attacks on Americans, as you said, from the date until I came into office, was because the commitment was made by President Trump, I will be out by May 1st. In the meantime,
you agree not to attack any Americans. That was the deal. That's why no American was attacked.
Basically, you said you squarely stand by your decision to pull out.
Yes, I do. Because look at it this way, folks. And I have another meeting, for real. But imagine where we'd be if I had indicated on May the 1st I was not going to renegotiate an evacuation date. We were going to stay there. I'd have only one alternative: pour thousands of more troops back into Afghanistan to fight a war that we had already won relative to why the reason we went in the first place. I have never been of the view that we should be sacrificing American lives to try to establish a democratic government in Afghanistan, a country that has never once in its entire history been a united country, and is made up, I don't mean this in a derogatory, made up of different tribes who have never, ever, ever gotten along with one another. And so, as I said before, this is the last comment I'll make. We'll have more chance to talk about this, unfortunately, beyond, because we're not out yet. If Osama bin Laden, as well as Al-Qaeda, had chosen to launch an attack when they left Saudi Arabia out of Yemen, would we have ever gone to Afghanistan? Even though the Taliban completely controlled Afghanistan at the time, would we have ever gone? I know it's not fair to ask you questions, it's rhetorical, but raise your hand if you think we should have gone and given up thousands of lives and tens of thousands of wounded. Our interest in going was to prevent Al-Qaeda from reemerging, first to get bin Laden, wipe out Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, prevent that from happening again. As I've said 100 times, terrorism has metastasized around the world. We have greater threats coming out of other countries, a heck of a lot closer to the United States. We don't have military encampments there. We don't keep people there. We have over the horizon capability to keep them from going after us. Ladies and gentlemen, it was time to end a 20-year war. Thank you so much.
The President of the United States, concluding his remarks in which he asked for a moment of silence, the operative segments of his speech that the President wants the nation to hear and are meant to be reassuring is when he said, addressing himself to the terrorists, presumably from ISIS, Karani province, the ISIS-K that everybody is talking about. He told them, "We will not forgive. We will not forget." Well, here is the President, the most forceful and maybe appropriate moments of his speech. Listen.
For those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this: we will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
And that was the president to, presumably, again, ISIS-K. He was asked about whether that was going to require more personnel, reinforcements in Afghanistan, when American troops are supposed to be out. All of the, I think it's about 3,000 or 4,000 troops now. It's less than 10,000. It's more than 2,000 who are there right now. But whether it will require more troops to be poured into the country, the president denied it several times in answering questions. So what we are left with is his very clear implication that what we will be dealing with in efforts to go after the ISIS-K group to make them pay what we will be doing is actually going forward with high-tech means, over-the-horizon capabilities, as people like to say right now, means using perhaps aerial drones or other factors to basically target the chief leaders of this particular group. We know who they are, and presumably we know where they are. And would that break up our very tenuous relationship with the Taliban? The assumption from most experts in Afghanistan is no, because the Taliban, as David Loyne pointed out today, the author of the book The Long War, about the whole history of America and Afghanistan, as he points out, there is a deep theological difference between the Taliban and the ISIS-K group, or any ISIS group. And the difference has to do with how you reconstitute the caliphate. Should there be a reconstituted version of the caliphate in Afghanistan with the white flags of the Taliban, or should it be reconstituted as a caliphate, a leadership representing all devoutly religious Muslims? Should that be headquartered in Syria or Iraq or in the general Mesopotamia area, flying the black flags of ISIS? Again, it seems like madness, but everything seems like madness. When you think about the totally pointless, evil, destructive killing by evildoers, let us hope that when the president says, we will go after you, we will not forgive, we will not forget, we will hunt you down, when he says that, he has some resolution behind it. And we will see, as things become more clear and the aftermath becomes well known, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.